Hello, everybody. Welcome to day one of moving your idea to business in 3 weeks. My name is Tamu Petra Brown. I am an author and entrepreneur. I have two businesses, an online virtual tutoring company, and I have a coaching company as well. And what I really do, and I am an educator, by the way, and what I really do is that I want to provide persons with ideas, persons who are new entrepreneurs, the tools and resources in quick but comprehensive ways at an economical price. That is what I do, because I remember when I was beginning, I had limited resources and limited income, as most of us do. And I wanted to access all of these great pieces of information and resources and books and podcasts like this one, but they were out of my reach. And so I want to, you know, fill that gap and provide you with things that you can actually use that are practical, that will help you get your dream achieved. So with that said, let us move to day one. And day one is called defining what you do. Defining what you do. This is extremely important because if you are unable to define what you actually do or what service or product you provide to the market, then you will have no clarity in your business. And so for day one, we need to pin that down so that we can move forward into the other days. Now, I am going to introduce for you the acronym IDEA. Okay, so we know the word IDEA. And for many persons on this podcast, what you have at the moment is just an idea or a concept. Or for those of you that have begun, you begun with an idea. And just so you are aware, entrepreneurship is dynamic. It is always evolving. And so not because you were or you've begun your venture means that you cannot tweak your idea. And so I'm going to use the word idea as the launching pad for today's lesson. And I'm going to break down IDEA into an acronym, and we will discuss each part of that acronym. So we are going to start with the I in IDEA. And for any product or service to be successful, it must be able to capture the interest of a select group of persons, okay? Or businesses, because you can be an entrepreneur selling to the individual customer, or you can be selling to businesses. But whomever you are selling to, you have to be able to capture their interest. If you can't capture their interest by what you're offering, then no one will buy it. Okay? Then let's move to D. What is your point of differentiation in your product or service? How are you different to what already exists? Now, different does not mean that you have to have a million more bells and whistles and features. Different can mean that you distribute differently, that your process is different, that your cost structure is different. What are you doing differently to the others in the marketplace that is going to give you a competitive advantage? For instance, if you are a tutor, like I am, and most tutors see their clients face-to-face, which is extremely time-consuming, by the way, and you've decided to offer tutoring in English, but you want to do that via Skype, via live events on YouTube, via Google Hangouts. Now, it's not that what you're offering is different, because there are many English tutors, but perhaps the manner in which you are offering it is different. Another point of differentiation could be price. Is your price lower than the competitors? Is your price higher? And if it is higher, what is it about you that is different that warrants the customer paying that higher price? So it is important not just to be able to capture the interest, because when you've gotten the interest in what you're doing, people want to know, well, then how are you different? What are you differentiating yourself by? Is it the product itself or service itself, meaning it is unique or actually different from what is out there? Is it that your price is different? Is it that your promotion is a little different? Is it that your distribution or the process that you are using to deliver your goods or services to the customer, is that process different? So that is the D in idea. Then let us look at the E, which is expertise. Now, you really should not be offering a product or service in which you have no experience or expertise. Okay? Now, if you are not the expert yourself, but you believe that you have an idea that can capture the interest and imagination of people, and that is different from what is currently on the market, then what is necessary for you to do is to surround yourself with persons or have a mentor who has that expertise. But you must be an expert in at least the industry in which you are offering your product or service. And expertise is not a static thing, or an experience is not a static thing. Expertise grows, it changes, it evolves. You can acquire expertise and experience through podcasts such as these, through events, through reading, through going out on your own, through talking to other experts. But the point is that you have to know what you're doing, or have people around you that do know what you're there about, or what the industry is about, or how your product or service can work. And so you don't necessarily have to be the expert or the one with the experience. You may be the one who can capture the interest and can figure out how to differentiate, but there must be some component or some elements or some people, some human resources in your surroundings, your environment, in your camp that can provide that expertise and experience. So we've looked at capturing interest, determining how you are going to differentiate or be different. We've looked at the importance of experience and expertise. And finally, we want to look at the A, applicability. How is this product or service going to be applicable to people's lives? What are they going to use it for? You know, how are they going to apply it? What benefit is it going to give them? If persons cannot see how your product or service is applicable to them, to their business, to their life, etc., then they will see no viability in it. They'll see no purpose in purchasing or patronizing your company, okay, or buying your product or service. Now, let us put the IDEA acronym and let us apply that to an example. So let us use the English tutor example, okay? So many persons have difficulty with English, okay? And you offering English classes is definitely something that would capture the interest of many people. Perhaps people whose language or first language is not English, or parents who have realized that their children are struggling with English, or other entrepreneurs who are realizing that they are facing difficulty in crafting communications, such as press releases or even simple emails. And so you can capture the interest because English is one of those subjects, along with math, that people find a little difficult. But like I said before, what makes you different? I mean, probably if you did a Google search for English teachers, hundreds or thousands would come up, okay? So what are you doing that is different? Now, if you are going to provide that service in a brick and mortar, meaning physically face-to-face, and you live in a smaller town or area where there are no such services, then that makes you different. Or if you did a Google search but realized that there were no English tutors for, or communication tutors for businesses who could proofread emails or provide templates or something like that, then that makes you different. Or if you are going to have a lesson a day, and people can subscribe to a lesson a day or choose a lesson that they want just by joining you on YouTube Live, having paid a subscription fee, that is a different way of delivery of English tutoring. And so you have to determine what is it about your idea that is going to make it different from what already exists. Then let us look at the expertise or experience. Now, really, for English and tutoring, you really should not be tutoring people if you know you don't have experience in a, you know, writing English at a stellar level. Probably being somehow in tutoring or education. And if not, you need to gain that expertise. Or you can, you know, hire someone on a commission basis to provide that experience or expertise for you. You do not necessarily have to provide the service for yourself. But let us say that you are doing this on Google Hangouts and YouTube Live events, you should at least, or have someone who at least understands the technical requirements, etc., of doing the tutoring online. So whatever it is that you're offering, whatever product or service, there must be people, if that person is not you, who understand the industry, the type of distribution platform you're going to use, and, you know, what makes up your product or service. You can't offer things that you've never done or no one around you has ever done. Yes, you can learn along the way, but people are more likely to trust you and so patronize you if they feel that there is some level of expertise in the firm, or in the company, in the business. Okay? And then finally, A, how am I going to convince people that English tutoring is applicable to their life or applicable to a problem that they have? What is your, you know, how are they going to feel that, you know, this is important to my personal growth and development? And of course, that's easy because at least in much of the Western world, English is the language of communication. And having good language skills, not stellar, perhaps, but good ones, you know, no subject verb disagreements, spelling errors or use of words in the wrong context, you know, those things are important in conducting business and day-to-day communications. And so having an English tutor is very applicable, but you have to be able to communicate that to your potential customers. So what we've looked at is how to really define your idea and tweak it so that it meets this criteria of capturing the interest, being different, having some expertise or experience around that idea or product or service, and how this idea, which will become your product or service, will be applicable to the people who you want to buy it and to become your customers. Okay, now you would have received or downloaded your worksheet for today, and your worksheet will have this acronym, and you will be able to practice what you've learned today on the podcast by defining your I, your D, your E, your A. And by going through this exercise, it will cause you to really search, do some searching and critical analysis of your product or service offering that you are currently engaging in or that you hope to engage in. Now, I want to also look at your product or service offering. And I want you to know that a product or service generally has three parts or three components. There's the core, there's the actual, and there's the augmented. And this diagram would also be on your worksheet. Now, the core of a product or service is the benefit that it provides the customer or the consumer. What benefit are they going to get? So this is very similar to that applicability. What is the benefit? And you have to be able to define what is the benefit that what I am giving you, what will it do for you? So if we're going to use the example of the English tutor, the benefit is not just better English, but confidence when communicating, whether that communication is verbal, okay, or written. So what is the benefit, okay? Then you have the formal product or service, which is the actual product or service. So the tutoring is the actual service. If it's a product, let us say that you are making an app that, you know, maybe it's an app that reminds you by vibrating, okay? And so the core is that it helps you with time management, because that is the benefit, and it reminds you, it helps you keep on task, so those are benefits. And so the actual or formal part of that product is the app itself, you know, the app itself, the actual app, its features, and so on. And then finally, you have what is known as the augmented product, if it's a product or a service. And the augmented is the extras, okay? So for instance, when you're watching commercials and they tell you, you know, buy a mattress and it comes with a lifetime warranty, that warranty is the augmented. It is the extras that you get that helps you to feel confident in your purchase. For the English tutoring, perhaps as an augmented, you can engage in a chat room discussion or review at least one communication from each of your students. That is augmented, that is beyond the service. It's the extra. Now let me use an example from my own sphere, my own life. I'm currently in the process of writing an entrepreneurship guide. And so my benefit, the benefit or the core part of that guide or that product that I'm going to be offering is that it provides knowledge to the reader in entrepreneurship in a quick and palatable and easily read way. So you don't have to, you know, slug through a book that's 239 pages. You know, it's quick. If you don't know much about entrepreneurship, it can serve as a how-to guide. It provides you some background and context. So those are the benefits. The formal product is the actual physical guide that you get, or the actual product. And the augmented is that I will embed in that guide links to my YouTube channel, where there will be extended discussions on topics. So for instance, if a topic is the evolution of entrepreneurship, how entrepreneurship theories have changed over time, you can then head over to my YouTube channel at Management of Business and see or view some videos that provide you with more in-depth knowledge or in-depth content than is in the guide. So that's augmented. That's the extras. All right. So for day one, what you have to do is complete your worksheet. Look at your idea. Look at the acronym, the I, the D, the E, the A, and fill those out, because that will help you define your product or service, right? Then I want you to think about that core, the benefits, the formal, which is the actual, what it is you're actually providing, and the augmented. You should try, if you've never thought about augmenting your product or service, you should try to come up with at least two ways that you can augment. It can be a money-back guarantee. It can be, even though I'm not a fan of money-back guarantees, but if that's what you want to do, because, you know, there are a whole lot of logistics, returns. If it's a product, people have to ship it back to you. So if you want, you can do a credit. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can provide extra material. You can provide additional resources. Any extra that complements what it is that you're doing. Okay? Now, at the end of this podcast, and after you have completed your idea acronym, your product or service component part on your worksheet there, I want you to be able to write one sentence about what it is that you are bringing to the market, because this will provide you with clarity. So you have on your worksheet the sentence, and you just have to fill the blanks in. So for instance, if somebody asks you what you do, you should be able to answer them. You should be able to clarify that for them and give the answer in a concise way. And writing that down also provides you with clarity going forward in this podcast series. And so here, for day one, my example would be, I offer or provide resources for entrepreneurs that are not time consuming, but comprehensive and economical, so that they can grow their new businesses, grow their expertise, and create success. So that kind of encompasses what it is that I am about, in terms of all the things that I deliver with my entrepreneurship arm of my business. Now, I have another business where I do, you know, tutoring for A-levels and virtual tutoring. And so I would need to create another clarity statement. So that's what you should be doing for day one. Day one is all about defining your product or service so that you can get clarity. All right? So get your worksheets out, complete that, and you know what? I'll include a link on the page so that you can write your, you know, practice. You can, you know, write your clarity statement. All right? So it was great having you here for this podcast. Have a wonderful day. See you on day two with worksheets done. Bye-bye.